This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Presented through the generosity of CVRep.org, modern nonprofit theater seating 218 people and running youth and adult classes and outreach programs, 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive, Cathedral City. Check out all their wonderful offerings on their website. In the treasure chest passes to the Air Museum. I call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. PSAirMuseum.org, 778-6262. $30 gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill, either the one at 155 South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs next to the Sonny Bono statue, or 72775 Dinosaur, next to the movies in Rancho Mirage.
Hola, Jolie pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
I may keep that. You've got a gift certificate from McDonald's restaurant. You can use it at any of Dick Shalhoub's 33 restaurants. Most of them are open. The one in Palm Springs is open 24 hours a day now. You've got passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum. Palm Springs Art Museum houses three floors of extraordinary modern, contemporary, and Western art, as well as a world-class bistro. I need my food. And the passes I'm sending you, you could also use to the Architecture and Design Center, just five blocks away from the main museum. Okay, Air Museum, Maracas, McDonald's, and the Palm Springs Art Museum all goes to one person. Dana Haynes has three children. Daniel doesn't have any. We'll have to ask Morgan when she gets here, but we'll use Dana's three and my three. So we'll take the sixth caller, 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number six, I'll mail them all out, and we'll see you here for our Halloween costume contest coming up next month. And thank you so much. You've been with me for 26 years, and I do not take it for granted. Okay, Joey pals, we started off traveling astrologically. Dana Haynes came down from the mothership. Retrograde's coming. You know what that means, caller. Daniel Meyer put us on a new airline over at Palm Springs International Airport. Did he say Avelo or Avelo? Avelo. Avelo. I think it should be Avelo. I don't like that accent. Okay, now let's stay on terra firma and get in a red Jeep and go on a red Jeep tours with our precious Morgan Levine. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Joey. Oh, my goodness. So good to be here again.
Yes.
And you know what? Let's talk about a tour because it's so darn hot out there right now.
Okay.
Where we actually go in an air-conditioned SUV. Okay?
Oh.
And that's up to Joshua Tree. I swear, it's my favorite tour. I mean, our most popular one is our fault line tour, but I love Joshua Tree. Oh my gosh, it's so incredible. When you look at the rock formations there, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like furniture in the hotel eternity. You know, you can't believe you're on our planet.
And so we start in an air conditioned
SUV.
Yeah.
And we'll pick you up anywhere in our valley. We pick you up for that tour because you'll be with us for 6 hours. There will be a gourmet lunch, and we will read you the menu. You pick what you want. That will be brought, and we will have lunch up there because you're going to be with us. You know,
do you get out
hours.
Of the...
Oh, certainly, but only as much as you want.
Okay.
You know, if you want to do these incredible hikes, like do a mile loop in Hidden Valley, or you want to do Barker Dam, we can do that. Or something that really you could push a baby carriage on. It's not paved, but it's one foot in front of the other at Cap Rock. I did it the other day with people that just didn't want to really walk that much.
Uh-huh.
And but we always do Keys View.
Say that again.
Keys View.
Keys View.
View. Yeah.
You gotta
look
teach
down and
me
see
these.
The Coachella Valley. I love the tram. I was up there on tours four times in the last month, but it's a better view from Keys View.
And
you
Keys
can
View
see
is
Mexico.
Up Joshua
it's in
Tree.
Joshua Tree. Yeah, and it's at 5,100 and some feet, and you can see Mexico. You can see which is 134 miles from the tram. 90 miles from where we look at it.
And, Mexico's how far? 139.
Well, from San Jacinto, where the tram goes to that mountain that we see, is 134 miles.
Wow.
From where we look at it, it's 90 in Joshua Tree. And so these incredible views, the whole valley beneath
Gee whiz.
You. Plus, you know, going up there, you go through the turbines, and everybody wants to know about those windmills.
And the movie where the helicopter was...
Oh, you see Palm Springs, you see those incredible turbines, and we talk about how long they've been there, and now there are no longer 4,500 of them. There's less than 2,000.
Because?
Repowering. Because we had 60 second-generation turbines on a hill. We replaced them with 8. Third generation, the 8 produce more energy than the 60. Now we're on fourth generation. So, and we're talking about, why are they don't run, why they do run. And then on the way up there, why Joshua Tree is there. Minerva Hamilton Hoyt, my hero. This lady, and just the reason that Joshua Tree National Park doesn't look like Yucca Valley, and believe me, I love people from Yucca Valley.
Yes, we do.
But downtown Yucca Valley, it's not the greatest little Joshua Tree National Park would look like Yucca Valley were it not for that lady. And we talk about that.
I think my favorite restaurant up there is the Joshua Tree Bar.
Oh, my gosh. I love so many of them.
I love that one, but it's like being in Montana for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to get my bearings. We're talking with Morgan Levine. You know that. Okay. Red Jeep Tours. That's red-jeep.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The Joshua Tree tour goes in an air-conditioned SUV. She'll pick you up anywhere. You'll be with her 6 hours. You can order a gourmet lunch. Now, you mentioned Keys View.
Yes.
What's another thing you said before?
Oh, well, we would go to Hidden Valley.
Okay,
like
I want to write these down.
Hidden Valley for a mile loop, if you want to, or as far as you want, and then go back, or Barker Dam. One or the other. And if you don't want to hike a lot, but still see gorgeous rock formations, as well as the Joshua Trees, Cap Rock, and it's very short. It's a quarter of a mile.
Can I stay in the van, or do I have to get out?
Yeah, for that, you'd have to walk. But I could push you.
If you
were in a wheelchair, I could push you on that. Now, it's not a
pavement.
So
you can take people in wheelchairs and baby carriages.
We do. Absolutely, we do. And we go up to Keys View.
I wrote that one down.
After that, whatever you want to do. You know, there were 8,000 gold claims in Joshua Tree National Park.
8,000 what?
Gold claims. Prospects. 8,000 gold claims in Joshua Tree National Park in between 1860 and 1885. So many incredible great mines. You want to go to one of the mines?
Yes.
We'll take you. Okay? Now, that one's going to be a little walk, about 10 or 15 minutes, so you
but
get
look,
out there.
But all that's so close to us. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's like so exciting. Who knew?
Yeah, and if you don't want to go to the gold mine, then we could take it down to the Cholla Gardens.
The what?
The Cholla Gardens.
Spell that.
C-H-O-L-L-A.
Oh,
the only word I can spell.
And what are... I've heard that word. What
millions. I'm talking about at least hundreds of thousands of Joshua Tree cacti. If you take one step off the trail, don't do it. But it's... Nobody is... It's jaw-dropping dramatic, you know. And I love that tour. I mean, it's a long time. But all the stories about the great old mines, you know, the Lost Horse Mine and who discovered it, and the Desert Queen Mine, and just so many great old mining stories up there. And different
gold?
Tribes. Oh, yeah, so much gold up there. More gold in those mountains still than was ever taken out.
Wow.
Yeah. But the story of the old cowboys and Bill Keys himself, literally born in Russia, and then came to the United States as maybe a two-year-old, and then ended up in Joshua Tree, one of my favorite characters. And
so this is
tribes.
Called the Joshua Tree Tour.
Yeah.
How much is it?
Oh, my gosh, you're putting me on the spot.
You don't remember?
Yeah, I don't.
It's all right.
You know, and it's different, you know, if you're a senior or you have children or you want to, you know, get the whole vehicle, you have to call the office.
How many people will fit in the vehicle?
Eight? Oh, my gosh, I think six.
Six.
No, six tops. Tops. And that's in our biggest SUV.
Yes.
You know, usually we take two, you know, or maybe four. It's if you book that tour, it's yours.
Wow, you know,
it's not
wonderful.
Like we're adding other people to it.
And it's cool up there.
It is, about 10 degrees cooler.
Yes.
But
I learned a lot.
I just love the history of that place.
Yes.
So much. It's so exciting.
Did you find and put all these places on the tours, or did somebody know all these places were there? Am I the only person who doesn't know they exist?
Well, so many people in our valley love Joshua Tree,
yes.
And they keep going, but they've
I
not
hear
been
about
there
Joshua
with,
Tree, but
they've
not
been there with a guide who
yes.
can tell you this is what Hidden Valley was about. This is the Cotton Brothers found this hidden canyon, and they were the first cattle rustlers that used this. And you know,
I could wear my cowboy
everything.
Boots. Oh, I love this.
But the history of everything and the rock climbing. This is winter rock climbing.
Where do you do the rock climbing?
Oh, my gosh. There's 27 outfitters that teach rock climbing in Joshua Tree National Park. But, you know, we'll let you climb on some rocks and take some pictures. But, you know, but it's serious rock climbing. It really is because
do they
people
repel?
That
want,
oh yeah, people that plan to do the Himalayas, the Rockies, the Andes, they spend winter in Joshua Tree National Park honing their skills to
I've
go on.
I've never
to big
heard
mountains.
This. Have you?
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah, it is the mountain climbing destination for winter in America.
Good grief!
You have to come with us, Missy.
I got to. I'm not sure that I will be climbing any rocks, but I would love the tour. And I'll say that again. It is the winter destination
for rock climbing.
For rock climbing in America.
Yeah. Because there's no snow there. I mean, we get snow up there, but it's not like you're snowed in like at Yosemite and other
you're
places.
Right. So you get in the wonderful van. You've planned your meals. You have bathroom stops.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's
everywhere. Every time we stop, there's a bathroom.
That and it's 6 hours.
It's 6 hours, and if you don't want to hike, you don't have to hike. We take people there that don't want to get in our Jeep. Often pick that tour because they say, "Well, I'm going to be in an SUV. I'll be okay if I don't want to walk. I
right.
have to walk."
Surely.
But this time of year, especially, you know, it's hot out there. We all know that. But
well, the van's air conditioning.
Yeah, our van or SUV, whatever we take you.
But what a great thing for our Airbnb people and our tourists, for people to plan a day.
Yeah. Oh, it is a day. You know,
6 hours.
That's your day. It's 6 hours. That's your day. Yeah.
Gosh. What are we going to talk about next month?
Hey, how about Indian Canyons?
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. And all the ceremonies that they did, birthing ceremonies,
yes.
naming ceremonies, initiation ceremonies.
I've learned
ceremonies.
So much about Joshua Tree. The first one we talked about was the fault line.
Yeah, that's our most popular tour, still is. And
number
we go
two.
Every day.
Every day.
We go every day, morning and now, well, not in the summer now, not the
no.
afternoon, but in the morning. We go in the evening as well.
But, Joshua Tree's number two.
Well,
and
Well, you know, and the Indian Canyons,
yeah,
you know,
that'll
but
be
that's
next.
More of a hiking tour, and then Painted Canyons, but we don't do that in summer.
You are so organized. You know, they always tell you to be a tourist in your own town. Thank
I
you.
I can't tell you how many people say, I don't know this much about my own town.
Exactly.
Go out and learn. Go out.
Exactly.
Go out and go to your
But
to
you've
your
got it so beautifully organized for us.
Oh,
thank you, Morgan.
Oh,
thank you so much.
We'll
Gosh, that went fast. Okay, we'll see you next month, and we'll be talking about the Indian Canyons.
That's right.
Now, that's back behind my house.
That's
I ought to be
right.
able to get there.
You could hop there.
I could. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye, sweetie.
Thank you.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, dears. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Qatar. Please, 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 phone 322-1247 or go to act-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership, and we are under the sign of Virgo as of August 24th until September 23rd. I think there's a retrograde in there, oh my stars. Virgo people normally handle daily issues, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge to your thinking when it comes to relationships, finances, and health. Well, that's everything, isn't it? Quick, impulsive decisions this month may cause you trouble. Don't do it. The Mercury retrograde is from September 10th to October 1st. Check, check, check your facts before you sign anything. Check it with Dana at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, has approved new water restrictions. No sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous has that lovely website that's so easy. B, just the letter B. BeJustFabulous.com. Kids, pets, books, gifts, candles, birthdays, weddings, and new retro pool floats. I need to see one of those. Lalo Visions, LALOVisions.com. Lalo says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the world holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office, and I want a new word. I think it's a sanctuary, but that's not the word I want. Overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone him at 401-1810. It's a great gift idea. I'm hiccuping. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tram wants you to visit before they shut down Sunday, September 11th for their annual maintenance. The tentative reopening day is Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Now, here's a laundry list of wonderful entertainment and wonderful things over at the PS Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn, makes me hungry. Come on up for their live music in the VIP lounge, no cover to drink minimum, Soulful Sundays, Mon Petit Salon, or maybe you want to go Wednesdays, Life is a Cabaret, or maybe you want to go to Jazz on the Second Floor, or maybe Cocktails and Classics. Take your pick from that. Get it. Menu. PSCulturalCenter.org. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Desert Date Book. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow on Wednesday, Tracy Essex and the Box Office, Ann Greer from the Air Museum, and Scott Slavin from PS Art. Until then, you be well and all the best.